to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
2-2 pitch on the way. Cabrera takes strike three, called, and the Giants have won the World Series in Detroit. And the celebration begins as the Giants mob the mound. Cabrera strikes out looking to end it. And not only have the Giants won the World Series, they have swept the Tigers in four games in dominant fashion.
There's broadcaster John Miller with the last play in the bottom of the ninth as the Giants complete a four-game sweep of the Tigers, and they have won the World Series, which is the number one item. Interestingly enough, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, as we start another week, it's Monday the 29th of October. I'm Doug Steffen, here to review in the next hour what a lot of you have been listening to in the News Talk Radio world, the sports talk, I suppose. Yeah, the News Talk / Sports Talk world is all about the buzz. So a couple of excerpts from talk radio programs that we monitored after the game was over. Here's host Bruce Bochy talking to John Miller about how the Giants surprised pretty much everybody.
It's easy to forget now, before 2010, how much anguish, how much heartache, how many close calls and near misses and disappointing finishes this Giants franchise had had over more than 50 years. And now look at this scene. The Giants have just won their second World Series in 3 years. Giants, the entire world of Giants fans are partying all night and celebrating. The Giants have come a long way. I think that's fair to say.
They absolutely stunned the baseball world. All the prognosticators coming into this World Series thought that they had no chance against the mighty Tigers. None chance. And they stunned the baseball world when they came back from the dead in Cincinnati and won the last three in that game in the best of five. They stunned the baseball world when they came back and won three against the Cardinals. And then they sweep the Tigers? Come on. Nobody saw this coming. And all the prognosticators, all the analysts, all the writers who said that the Giants were going to get blown away, they are walking out of here shaking their heads. This team did something that nobody thought they could do. What a wonderful, wonderful adventure.
Now, what does that tell you? Is there a lesson? See, this is one of the great things about having conversation radio. What a great lesson there is here. For those of you who think things are impossible to accomplish, here's a great example of something being impossible to accomplish that, in fact, was accomplished. Great lesson from sport. Here's correspondent Kim McAllister reporting from the celebration going on in San Francisco last night.
Right after we spoke last time, the fireworks started going off over City Hall. I think they weren't official fireworks, but they were fireworks nonetheless. People dancing in circles, singing ole, 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 ole. And it's just absolutely amazing. They can ask you a question.
Everything.
Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling great.
All right, so a lot of fans. They are dancing. And this is just one of the most amazing nights. Smiling, hugging Giants fans. Just going crazy. How are you feeling?
Happy tonight. All right, so there's again, maybe the lesson in sports, the lesson for all of us, is that you think you can't do something. These people were told they couldn't do something. How many times have you been told, I can't, you can't, they can't, we can't, but yet you can. You have to want to do it, and when you want to do it, you can win. Maybe that's a lesson for presidential politics, which is obviously the core of our conversation. Hurricane Sandy is a discussion topic as well that we'll get to as we have time later on in the hour. But let's now bore into the Sunday morning programs, especially the ones that are focused on the politics. a week, a little bit more than a week away from the election. Not much campaigning going on the East Coast anyway for the next couple, 3 days as Hurricane Sandy blows through. But there was plenty of political talk on the Sunday morning television news programs, including a conversation that George Stephanopoulos had on ABC's This Week, talking here to Newt Gingrich about Mr. Obama leading in a couple of the polls.
He also has built up a lead in some of these battleground states, according to the wealth of polls we've seen across the country. And it's raised the prospect of the possibility of Governor Romney winning the popular vote but losing the Electoral College. Mark McKinnon, who worked for Governor President Bush, has said that Republicans won't accept that. Is he right?
I don't know what he means by we won't accept it. I mean, we're a nation of law. We're going to obey the law. I think it's very unlikely as a historian that you're going to see Romney win. I think he's actually going to end up winning around 53-47. And I think it's very unlikely he can win a significant popular victory vote and not carry the Electoral College. You know, James Carville has a rule. Incumbents get the last poll. Well, there are a lot of states where that last poll means, for example, in Ohio, that Obama would lose at least 51-49. You go around the country, there are lots of states where Obama is at 47, 48, sometimes 49, sometimes 46. And James Carville always said, you never get, if you're the incumbent, you never get a break because they had 4 years to decide there for you, and they ain't doing it the last week.
Let's look at the closing arguments from President Obama. He was in New Hampshire yesterday taking aim at Mitt Romney's record in Massachusetts.
Once he took office, he pushed through a tax cut that overwhelmingly benefited 278 of the wealthiest families in the state. And then he raised taxes and fees on middle-class families to the tune of $750 million. Does that sound familiar to you?
His argument, of course, that's exactly what Governor Romney is going to do if he's president.
Look, wait a second. The fact is, Barack Obama would trade the job creation of Romney as governor in a heartbeat. He would trade the unemployment rate of Massachusetts under Romney in a heartbeat. He'd love to have had the bipartisan ability. Romney worked with an 85% Democratic legislature. Obama would love to have been able to work with people as well as Romney did. You look at Romney's record, and it makes, frankly, Obama's presidency look pretty thin and remarkably ineffective. Longest period of high unemployment in America in history since the Great Depression. Every person who buys gasoline today is paying $2 a gallon more because of Obama's energy policies. I think Obama, if he had a chance, would love to have Romney's record in Massachusetts.
The price of gas is going down in these final weeks, isn't it?
Sure, because it goes down every fall when the summer travel goes in. It is still the most expensive for this time of year in American history. It is still $2 a gallon more than it was when Obama became president. And we're learning more and more about how many bankruptcies there are in the solar power industry he was taking care of. So you have a president who badly invested your tax money to distort energy policies while making you pay $2 a gallon more. That's a pretty tough record to go into Ohio or Florida or anywhere and say to folks, why don't you keep voting for $2 more on gasoline because you like Obama so much you don't mind paying for it.
That's some pretty interesting food for thought in that conversation, isn't there? Newt Gingrich with George Stephanopoulos. You kind of know which side of the fence George is on. And it's okay. It's okay to understand and know that he comes at it from a perspective having been one of the main reasons Bill Clinton got elected. He's turned his career around and into something of a force when it comes to the news business, but you still know his politics. 800-510-8255. Sometimes that becomes an interesting side note to conversations because we all know the news media is so biased. And it's a side note to the conversation about the election process and political process in general in our country. 800-510-8255, as we'll take some of your calls now. We're into the meat of the conversation, meat of the program. As I said, we'll spend most of our time talking to with sort of an eye to or an ear to some of the Sunday morning programs and a couple of the weekend talk shows as well on News Talk radio stations. And then we'll take your calls at 800-510-8255. Email, I have a couple of interesting emails. Let's see if I can get to them. Email is doug@dougstephan.com.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. my doctor. He really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotic survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
800-510-8255. If you're working your fingers here, let's go to radio host Dave Debo talking to Pat Rosenthal from the National Popular Vote Campaign as the countdown focuses on the presidential race. This is really very interesting on how to get the Electoral College reformed.
The National Popular Vote Bill would guarantee the presidency to the candidate who receives the most popular votes in the entire U.S. It preserves the Electoral College while ensuring that every vote in every state will matter in every presidential election. That's the part that confuses me. How do you keep the Electoral College and at the same time make sure it syncs with the popular vote?
Well, that's the beauty of the way that the founders wrote the Constitution, right? Article 2, Section 1 of the U.S. Constitution gives the state legislatures the authority, the exclusive power, to award electors in any manner they deem is in the best interest of their state. So what National Popular Vote does is it moves a series of bills in state legislatures. For example, right now 9 states have adopted our bill. When states totaling 270 or more electoral votes pass the same piece of legislation, 270 being a majority of the Electoral College, they agree to award their electors in bloc to the candidate who wins the most popular votes in all 50 states. So states are coming together through the power that's already granted them under the U.S. Constitution. They're saying it's in our best interest to award electors to the candidate who wins the most popular votes in all 50 states, which guarantees the presidency to the national popular vote winner, and we think as importantly makes a vote in New York always as important to the presidential candidates as a vote in battleground Ohio. So the misconception out there that you need to eliminate the Electoral College in order to get a national popular vote for president is a misconception that's flawed in its understanding of the power that state legislatures already have to make that change.
800-510-8255. Rah, rah for that guy. And rah, rah for reforming the electoral process. The National Popular Vote Campaign. You might want to check them out.
iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. And on the countdown, we're discussing the presidential race from the perspective of the updates given on the Sunday morning conversation. The Sunday, call them news programs, like NBC's Meet the Press. Here's David Gregory talking to the governor of Ohio, John Kasich, about the criticism Mr. Romney's getting from some in his state.
You know, one of the big attack lines from the president is that Romney is not one of us. That's what's running in his ads. That's about supporting auto workers in your state. Separately, here was the Cleveland Plain Dealers editorial last Sunday, and this is what it said. The question is, which Romney are voters going to get? Which Romney would they elect? It asks, the rather liberal one who ran for the Senate in 94, the pragmatic governor, the sharply conservative candidate of this year's GOP primaries, the reborn moderate of recent weeks. All politicians change positions over time, but Romney's frequent changes raise question about his core principles and make his lack of policy details all the more troubling. They make you wonder if he would stand up to the more extreme elements in his own party, especially to House Republicans, who undercut Ohioan John Boehner's attempts to negotiate a deficit and debt deal. How do you respond to that, Governor?
Look at his record. I mean, the guy created jobs. He's a job creator. We need that. Jobs are the greatest moral issue in America today. When people are working, families are stronger and children are better off, number one. Number two, he was governor of Massachusetts. They went from deficits to surpluses, from job loss to job creation. And then you look at the Olympics, where he was a pure leader. You look at his history, and it tells you who the guy is. He's pragmatic, no question about it. But he's also tough, and he's firm, and he understands job creation. In terms of people not getting him, the first debate, David, I've never seen a debate have this much impact, but the first debate gave people a chance to see, well, you know, they thought, well, Romney's smart, he knows all this and that, but he doesn't get me. In that first debate, I believe that he was able to connect with people, and they said, you know, maybe he does get me. And that was an important part of why there's such momentum in the state of Ohio right now. Look, yep. It's very close, but I believe right now we are currently ahead. Internals show us currently ahead. Honestly think that that Romney's going to carry Ohio, and you know I haven't been saying this. I now believe it's going to happen.
What do you believe is going to happen? And what do you want to have happen? 800-510-8255. Are the political parties important to this whole process? What do you think of that? Here's from Fox, Chris Wallace talking to Senators Rob Portman from Ohio and Mark Warner of Virginia, both swing states.
Senator Portman, let's start with the state that I guess most people think may decide this race, and that is Ohio. The Obama camp says that they have a big edge in early voting in your state, and they also note that they have 137 campaign offices around the country, while the Romney camp has only 30.
First of all, you mentioned the Real Clear Politics average in Ohio being 2.3% in President Obama's favor. As of this morning, it's 1.9%, actually. And that's because the polls are closing. The latest poll was this morning. It was an Ohio poll by the Ohio newspapers showing the race is in dead heat. And that's certainly what I feel. I also feel like the momentum's on our side. I've been at six of the rallies over the last week. I've also been at about a dozen victory centers around the state. And the energy and enthusiasm's on our side this year. So it's really interesting to watch. But look, we were down probably 5 to 10 points before the debates. After the debates, we're about dead even, and it's moving our way.
Senator Warner, your state of Virginia is right in the path of that huge storm. If you lose power, and you could lose it for days, could that have an effect on early voting? Could it even have an effect on Election Day?
Well, Chris, the governor's already declared a state of emergency. I think we don't have as extensive an early voting in Virginia as other states. I actually, though, think in terms of how the president looks, it looks quite good. Washington Post came out with a poll today that had the president above that magic 50% mark, 51-47, 4 points up. He had a great rally just the other day in Richmond. I was with him, 15,000 people strong, probably his strongest rally in Virginia to date. The storm will throw a little bit of havoc into the race. I was supposed to be with the president and President Clinton on Monday. That rally has been canceled. But I think Virginians are ready to go to the polls, and I think the president will carry Virginia and just as.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, one of the inevitable effects of Apple releasing a new full-sized iPad alongside the iPad Mini is the waves of Apple diehards trying to unload their now outdated hardware. Hardware trading sites have announced that they've seen as much as a 1,000% increase in iPad swaps in the days following Apple's announcements. While the most fanatical of us need to have the latest and greatest of everything Apple, the fourth-gen iPad is one upgrade you might be smarter to avoid. Historically, Apple has launched a new iPad every spring. The first three iPad releases hit shelves in either March or April. What's to say they won't upgrade this new iPad again in just a few short months? With that said, if you don't have a tablet at all, or something like the first-gen iPad, this is the best tablet that Apple has ever made, and it's awesome. Just don't be ticked off when the iPad 5 hits the shelves in March. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer to learn more about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Bah, bah, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
You can buy the same Acer UltraThin laptop at the big electronics store, or you could get it at Rent-A-Center. So what's the difference?
Super UltraThin 2.0 is here!
Technology changes quickly. If you put it on your credit card at the electronics store, you could end up paying years past its prime. Only Rent-A-Center offers the Rack Flex plan with fixed terms, so you never pay more than the agreement.
Mega UltraThin 3.0 coming soon!
Why pay longer than the technology will last? Rent-A-Center. Be flexible with your money.
See store for details. Rental purchase transaction. Product availability may vary by...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Are you or someone that you love struggling to reclaim your health? My name is Matthew David Hurtado, CEO of RNADrops.com. In 2008, I struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome, PTSD, and Lyme's. I thought that all hope was gone as I lost everything in the process. In 2009, a miracle happened. I discovered Ion and RNA Drops. 2 months after taking RNA Drops, the chronic fatigue and the PTSD had vanished into thin air. I'd like to invite you to discover RNA Drops by visiting www.rnafreemini.com today. That's rnafreemini.com today. Listen to hours of testimonials and get a free trial bottle. Pay only shipping and handling by visiting www.rnafreemini.com
or give us a call at 1-888-550-8231. That's 888-550-8231. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Top 10, that's the weekend show. You've heard that already this weekend, so now we're back into a new week. Last week of October, first week of November, in a sense, and the race for the presidency is where we are, and we'll continue here for the next 15 minutes or so. So if you want to get in the queue, we have a line or two available, 800-510-8255, discussing the race itself. I wonder how much effect the hurricane is going to have on this. I think we'll probably deal with that when we actually discuss the hurricane. Right now, though, it's time for us to tune in to host Daryl Parks talking about some of the recent endorsements that Mitt Romney has included in his roster of supporters.
Meatloaf endorsed Mitt Romney. Following the endorsement, toward the end of the big political rally, Meatloaf and a couple of other guys, along with Mitt Romney, although Mitt didn't sing, Meatloaf sang America the Beautiful. My first thought was, what, David Cassidy wasn't available? Who in the Romney campaign thought, you know, I know what's going to push us over the top. I got it. Mitt, I have it.
What could it be?
We'll get Meatloaf to endorse you. This guy was washed up in 1979. I kid you not. You know, that Bat Out of Hell album that was all the rage? That was in the late 1970s. So let's take an accounting on who is endorsing Mitt Romney now. We have Meatloaf, big endorsement last Thursday night here in Ohio. We have the I can't even describe what kind of problem she has. Lindsay Lohan and Cincinnati's own the Naked Cowboy. Oh boy! So my question this morning is, where's the outrage? on Meatloaf butchering America the Beautiful. Anytime like a celebrity such as Roseanne Barr, for instance, butchers the national anthem, and you know, people become outraged about this. And I would think that people would be, you know, from you know, the conservative side of the line, they would be outraged about this. I would think that the people from the liberal side would be pointing fingers at Mitt Romney and his campaign for having this embarrassing display performed at a location in a swing state like Ohio. I would think that there would be outrage about this. I would think that if Meatloaf, for example, endorsed Obama, that video would be played every hour on the hour on Fox News.
Well, Daryl, I like you. I'm not sure. Meatloaf isn't washed up. He's been, maybe musically, he might have been, but he certainly has been very active in his acting career. Anyway, it's a perspective, and maybe it's yours, and maybe you agree, disagree, whatever. 800-510-8255. Here's host Kevin Wall talking to Congresswoman Marsha Blackburn of Tennessee, who's on the road campaigning for Mitt Romney.
What are you hearing? What are you hearing from voters and this move, this trend towards Romney that we've seen in the polls since the first debate? Are you hearing that out there? Are you seeing the intensity out there?
Absolutely, I am. And I think that one of the things we continue to hear is the female voter. And what I think a lot of the pundits are missing is that women are primarily independent. They will say they're not affiliated with either party, and they are wanting specifics. You've got a lot of women out there who have helped run corporations, have helped run small businesses. Many of them own these entities. They are the primary wage earner in their family. They're looking at this economic situation. They know what the president has done has not worked. The Obama economy has not been kind to women. They want answers on jobs, the economy, on deficit and out-of-control federal spending. They want to know what's going to happen with health care, and they want to make certain this nation is going to be kept safe from terrorism. They do see this as a war on terror, and I think they're offended when they see people in Washington try to be dismissive of that.
Will you be doing much traveling for the Romney campaign?
I am. I'm going to be out working and trying to make certain we win this election and bring this race home. I'll be in Virginia later this week. I'm going to be in some of the other battleground states, and it is just an imperative that we get the message out. And, Kevin, you know, this election's like the other landslide elections that we have had, whether it was 80, 84, 94, or 2010. The mainstream press is not with us, and I think that the American people know it is going to depend on them to get the message out. And everywhere I go, voters are coming in and say, okay, give me specifics. Tell me where I can get on the internet and find this information. And they want articles and information, not opinion, but actual stats that they can forward to people.
All right, so there's that story. 800-510-8255. Let's get to some of your calls, shall we? Let's go through what we have from, I think this is Susanna in Florida, as a matter of fact, who's a Democrat, didn't support Obama in 2008.
I'm a registered Democrat who's voting Republican. I did not vote for Obama in 2008. I'm looking at who's the best qualified, who has a record of creating some jobs in this country. We're a small business, have been for 25 years, and the last 2 years have been the hardest years. We never imagined we would be looking at the situations we're looking at right now. Our son and son-in-law both have small businesses. They've been affected greatly. So we're looking at those kinds of things in this election. Women's issues are very important, but I don't expect the federal government to take care of that for us. You know, they talk about the abortion situation and those. We're not going to go backwards in this country. I mean, we've been through the suffrage movement, and I'm not concerned about someone coming in. We have a checks and balances government. And I feel very comfortable that if we put some of these rights into the state's hands instead of the federal government handling everything, that we can begin to see the balance that we need so small businesses can thrive, they can be developed. And so I am totally for Mitt Romney.
800-510-8255. There's a week left here. Tight battle. All about the vital swing states. States like Colorado, Iowa, New Hampshire, Ohio. Barack Obama, Mitt Romney both have clear paths to get to the 270 electoral votes. You've heard the conversation, the scenario. They could both get 269. That's one scenario. And the thing gets thrown into the House for the presidency, into the Senate for the vice presidency. Romney becomes president. Joe Biden becomes vice president. I think that's a very interesting scenario, actually. But then there's this whole discussion, once again, of the Electoral College. You heard the conversation about that earlier on. How does any of this fit in with you? A 50-50 race. The polls show the race is a virtual dead heat, and there's not much that will change that over the next week or so, unless there's some major gaffe. So where does that leave the whole process, I guess, is one of the questions. 800-510-8255. Here's Mary in Virginia, one of the swing states.
You know, Obama's own campaign manager or one of his spokesmen flat out said that, you know, if the other side weren't supposedly doing the false ads, they wouldn't do theirs. You know, they blatantly admitted that their advertising was a lie. So, you know, I wish people would stop believing the nonsense that's coming out of the Obama administration.
The interesting thing about this is that so much money has been spent on radio and television for what are just basically nonsensical claims on both sides. And you know that, excuse me, that's what it is, but they can say what they want. And then how is it countered? Well, it's listening, it's weighing, but so much money has been spent. Wow. Look at what this money could have done for our economy. Think about that as we move ahead and take some more of your calls on the presidential race in a matter of moments here on The Countdown.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome31.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome31.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap. No pressure. No cold calling. They bring money-making opportunities to your computer, either full or part-time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome31.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome31.com. IncomeAtHome31.com. That's IncomeAtHome31.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Years ago, my doctor told me to take a Centrum Silver multivitamin every day. I tell him, sure, can't hurt, right? Then I heard this news about a multivitamin study looking at long-term health benefits for men over 50. And the multivitamin they used for the study? Centrum Silver. Hey, that's what I take. My doctor, he really knows his stuff.
The most recommended, most preferred, most studied. Centrum, always your most complete. A prior formula of Centrum Silver was used in the study.
If occasional digestive issues are making you feel twisted up, count on Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its advanced probiotics survives to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion. Take the Digestive Advantage 14-day challenge with a money-back guarantee. Go to digestiveadvantage.com for details. The probiotic that survives. That's the Digestive Advantage. Take the 14-day challenge at digestiveadvantage.com.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious, fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
800-510-8255 on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen discussing the presidential race with you, your calls, and the sort of side text here, one of them, is about the two political parties and how they have changed. The Republicans, the Democrats. Republicans have become much more narrow-minded and narrow-focused. That's why I dropped out. The Democrats have never been much of an appeal for me there because there's too much control and just the idea of government. But anyway, I'm one of many. Your thoughts, you support or not that theory, help yourself to 800-510-8255. Linda in Illinois on both of the candidates.
I'm concerned about the economy, national security, immigration, and the biggest thing I'm concerned about is the young people. No one is talking about the young people. They're talking about senior citizens, everyone except the people who are going to run this country, the young people. We need to put more emphasis on the young people, and both candidates need to do that, because these are the people that are going to run the country, not the old people with all their baggage from the 50s and 60s and 70s. The young people, they don't have that baggage. These are the people that's got to run the country.
All right, so, madam, I would say to you that that's what folks thought 4 years ago. Young people voted in mass for Mr. Obama, and you will not see that happen this time. Young people, the only young people I've seen active are the men 18 to 35 who support the candidacy of a gentleman from Texas who just hasn't been able to get the kind of traction nationally as you would like to see. But at any rate, I think we are, I think we're beginning to think about options, though, aren't we? Here's Jerry in Michigan with a conversation about Mitt Romney.
Issues like civil rights, choice, gun control, church and state issues. I think those impact, you know, men of color in particular, because I think when in the case of civil rights issues, I really don't think, in my personal opinion, that straight, white, conservative men are concerned about what affects racial minorities the most. In my opinion, that white conservative men have never been concerned about, you know, what affects people of color the most, you know, civil rights issues, things of that nature. And, you know, I mean, I think it might swing, you know, for men, particularly white men, towards Mitt Romney, because they're afraid, I think, of the changing face of America.
That's an interesting theory, sir. 800-510-8255. Campaigns are now pointing to absentee ballots. Some of the early voting data have reasons to be optimistic about candidates' chances on both sides, and that's what's wrong. These things are being, the results of these early polls, the early voting, are being publicized. That just seems to me to be wrong. Tina is in Texas on Mitt Romney.
My problem is with the Republican Party is always that they have not been for the people. And this idea of them tossing around the terms of legitimate rape or not legitimate rape, that is so stupid. I'm so angry I cannot tell you. And to say that rape is a that God will that. Come on, we're not going back there. That's all there is to it. I belong to a group of women in Texas called Democratic Divas of Texas. And we have members all over the country. We're growing fast. I think the women, any woman who would vote for the Republican Party would be just out of their minds. Why would you do that? Why would you go back? We fought too long and too hard for this.
All right, Democratic Divas. That's very interesting. Next up on the countdown, a discussion of Hurricane Sandy. Stick around for that.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are moving to the Hurricane Sandy situation and how it affects politics. Presidential race, both the candidates have to stay out of the way of this storm. Here from CBS's Face the Nation, Bob Schieffer talked to analysts Ruth Marcus and Bob Schrum about the impact of this storm.
You know, we got to talk about the weather this morning, folks. I thought this would be the one thing that wouldn't be entering into this campaign that has a little of everything else. Ruth, what do you think the impact of this thing could be?
Well, who knew the October surprise was going to be a hurricane? You know, we've had everything else in this campaign. Why not that? I think the really interesting phenomenon with the hurricane or Frankenstorm or whatever we're going to end up calling it is its intersection with this other new phenomenon, which is early voting. We don't really have election day in America anymore. We have election month. And the Democrats have actually been a little bit of ahead of Republicans in 2008 and possibly this cycle. They've certainly been feeling very good about their early voting turnout operation. Get out the vote is not just get out the vote on election day. And so to the extent that the hurricane interferes with that ability in states with early voting, and we expect that maybe 40% of votes could be early votes this election cycle. That's extraordinary. To the extent it interferes, you could already hear David Axelrod expressing some concern this morning. That could be a problem for Democrats.
So, Bob Schrum, you've watched a lot of them. I mean, traditional thinking is that the old people, if the weather's really bad, the old people, I mean me.
I resemble that remark too, Bob.
Might not be able to get to the polls. And generally, it's the zealots who turn out in the worst weather. They're the ones who make sure they get there.
Yeah, I think older voters, unless they're in a really tough situation, are going to go vote because it's almost their avocation. It's a hobby to go vote, not just an obligation. The Obama organizational advantage, and I think he has a real one, may work out here not in the early voting, but in terms of getting people to the polls at the end, I think they have the most in-depth, extensive organization in the history of the country. But there's another factor here, which is if this storm is bad enough, and if tens of millions of people are without power and the seawalls have been breached in New York City, the president's got to get off the campaign trail. He's got to go run the country. That leaves Mitt Romney in a kind of odd position at that point, too, because he can't look like he's just campaigning.
He can't. 800-510-8255. I just get a big kick out of reading. I'm just looking at some of the newspaper accounts of how the storm is going to affect. Though this is all speculation and hyperbole, but that's what makes for good conversation, I guess. Here's Candy Crowley on State of the Union talking to Governor Bob McDonnell of Virginia about the impact the hurricane could have on the election in that state.
I know you're doing what you can to kind of batten down the hatches in Virginia. What are you being told to expect there?
Well, we're prepared, Candy. We're expecting 8 to 10 inches of rain on the coast. Hurricane force gusts, sustained winds of 50, 60 mile an hour, minor to moderate or to severe flooding, and extensive power outages. That's the biggest concern. And over 3 or 4 days of storm effects. But we have an executive order issued, an emergency declaration. We've got the guard called up, extra state police. So we're ready. We're just asking people to be patient and be ready for a long haul. But we have a very aggressive power restoration program in place, and I think we're ready.
Let me ask you about the politics of the weather. Let's say, and Virginia has known a couple of sort of what I would consider long power outages, as does Maryland where I live. Like, we've had a couple of five-day power outages. Well, how does that then affect the election? Let's say that this is a storm that lasts 2 days, dumps all this water, widespread power outages. What if next Tuesday you haven't got power up? What happens at the voting booth? Sorry, week from Tuesday.
Well, we have contingency plans in place. You know, we had that derecho several months ago, and we had the third largest power outage in history, but we got everything pretty much back on in 7 days. We're not expecting that this time, Candy. We've got about 2,000 additional people that are coming into Virginia to help our power suppliers. And the State Board of Elections is already planning for extended hours in advance for absentee voting. And it's now a priority, moved up to the same level of hospitals and police stations to have power restored. So we don't anticipate the problem. We'll be ready, but we're planning for contingencies if there's still a problem.
So if you still have a problem on Election Day, you're going to make election places, schools, fire stations, all that kind of stuff, top priority for getting electricity back. Is that what I hear you saying?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I think we'll be ready, Candy. We'll have to wait and see come Wednesday when the storm passes where we are. But all hands will be on deck from other states to help us. And our people have been through this before. We're just not used to a hurricane followed by a cold weather and a snowstorm afterwards
okay.
In the western part of the state. But our people are ready.
Ready, willing, and able. The storm is going to affect tens of millions of people in the eastern part of our country. Just how it affects you, I guess you're not going to know that until storm's over in 24 to 36 hours from now. So we'll be talking about it here as usual. We talk about everything that's on your...
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.